that. Come on, say amen. Let's try it one more time on the count of three. One, two, three. All right, we're going to give you a youth rally welcome, a special welcome just for you by these famous people. Go ahead. Stand now. Let's all stand. Let's everybody stand. Two verses, victory in Jesus. Everybody standing. Everybody singing. Sing it out real loud.
Some people give nothing. You don't worry about it. I'm not asking if you give money.
Some of you can't deal with it. I hope they do that. That's fine. All right, while they're finishing up, here he is, Tricky Ricky. Let's give him a big hand. Come on now. Let's hear it.
Hey. I'm going to use one of these.
All right. Let's pay attention now. You're going to see something
good.
Yeah,
boy. This is going to be good, I think. Oh, we're going to get hooked up right. All right. Woo, thank you, brother. Hey, man. Boy, I'm glad to be here. I really am. You know, I was telling you about my mama. She got shot when I was 6 years old. And a lot of people's asked me, did she die? No, my mom did not die. Praise God, she didn't. And she's still alive today, but she's got Alzheimer's. And I'll tell you what, kids, my mama, she had to play my daddy part, too. When I do something wrong, man, my mama was something. I mean, she believed in Bible verses in the house. And I'll never forget, she always hung a belt over this Bible verse that said, I need thee every hour. And I knew when she said, I need thee, it was bad. Boy, my mama kids sometime, she'd come and she'd get aggravated with me. She'd say, I'll slap you so far down in your socks, you have to, your shoes, you have to pull your socks down to look out. That'd scare you, you know. She used to say to my sister, Donna, don't be ugly. I said, Mama, she can't help it. Ooh, we'd get it again. Oh, man. Boy, my mama, she didn't abuse us. She disciplined us. And I remember one time Mama said, I think I'll slap your face off. I said, Mama, how people recognize me. Oh, man. Boy. But you know, I got to thinking about something, folks. We need mamas like my mamas and give them some cars and let them do some drive-by whoopings. It'll straighten up America. It really will. Well, praise God. I want to thank all of you that's been buying things over here to let you know where this money's going for our mission work. We work with abused children. We see cigarettes put out on kids' head and them beat with clothes hangers. One little girl, we got her in a home. Every time she would do something wrong, Mama would heat the iron and stick it to her back. And we work with a lot of American Native Indians, and I'm leading up to my little fella here. Out there, I like to bring him out and you hear him talk. I don't need that, do I?
Testing.
No. My dummy will. Anyway, out there, we can't put him in a suitcase because the kids just start crying because when they do something wrong, Mama locks them in closets and puts them in trunks and things like this. So you kids be thankful for your parents. But right now, I want to get my little buddy Randy out, and I just want to say thank you for everything y'all bought over there. That's where it's going for our mission work with the American Native Indians and to work with abused children and all. But Randy?
Yeah, bring me out.
I'm going to get you out. I am.
Let me out.
Get me out of here. I'm going to get you out. Man, we got a bigger crowd tonight than we had last night. Yeah, we do. Good crowd. Look at all the good-looking chicks. We don't know. We're not going to talk about the girls. Well, we sure ain't going to talk about the guys. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, that man, Lone Ranger, and Brother Rick down here on the front row. Wait a minute, Randy. Lone Ranger, Batman, and Brother Rick on the front row. You know, what do those three have in common? I don't know. What do they have in common? Two wears a mask and one should. Now, come on now. Yeah. Now, wait a minute. You know what? Does all Rickies look alike? He's bald-headed, too. Come on now. We're not going to talk about our hair. There ain't none to talk about. Come on now. Yeah, I've been studying the Bible. You've been studying the Bible, okay. Yeah. Can I tell the story of Adam and Eve? Okay, tell us the story of Adam and Eve. Well, God made Adam and looked at him and said, I think I can do better than made Eve. No, that's not right. Well,
You know why God created man first? Why did God create man first? So he wouldn't be told how to do it. That's not right. Yeah, you know there's not going to be any women in heaven. Now, wait a minute. Where do you get there's not going to be any women in heaven? Revelations 8:1. Yeah, that says there'll be silence for half an hour. Come on now. Yeah. You know why Moses wandered in the wilderness 40 years? Why did Moses wander in the wilderness 40 years? He's like no sin. He wouldn't stop and ask for directions. I got to get the ladies back on my side. Yeah. Hey, I got a Christmas song. Okay, yes, before you know it, it'll be Christmas. Go ahead. Jingle bells, standing swell, charge cards all the way. Oh, what fun it is to charge until you have to pay. Yeah. That's the gospel. That's the gospel. Hey, I've been studying women. Wait a minute. You've been studying women? Yeah. Women in Africa walk behind the men. Women in Africa walk behind the men, okay? In France, they walk beside of the men. In China, they walk in front of the men. What about America? They walk all over the men. Yeah, okay. Yeah, a lot of preachers out there. Hey, Brother Rick, I got a question for you. Did you know that God wrote good people letters? Do you know what he said? You didn't get one? He said he didn't know what he said. I don't guess he got one. No, come on now. That's enough picking on Brother Rick. Well, I can't find Pastor Danny. He's right behind you. He's about as short as I am, ain't he? Do you get picked on? They call you shorty. I don't like that. You don't like that. Zacchaeus was short. You climb trees too? All right. Hey, why don't we do a real quick story? Hey, yeah, what kind? A war story. We're going after Sodom and Sain. No. No, this is Gideon. Can I be Gideon? You can be Gideon. And one day the Lord said, Gideon? Yeah? What are you doing? Answering the Lord. Oh. Lord said, Gideon, I want you to get you an army. Okay, guys, we're going to war. Who are we fighting? Well, you're fighting the Midianites. How many do they have? Well, I don't know, maybe 100,000 men. How many do we have? You only had 32,000 men. Hey, we're rough and we're tough. 3.5 to 1, we'll whoop them. But the Lord said, Gideon.
Yes, sir.
You got too many men. Too many men. Tell all those that want to go home, they can go home. Okay, you scaredy cats, you none of boys, y'all can leave, y'all can go. How many did we lose? Well, you lost 22,000 men. Hey, guys, wait for me. No. You're General Gideon. General Gideon, yes. And the Lord said, Gideon, you still got too many men. Lord, can you count? The Lord can count. He said, you got too many men. Take them down by the water hole. We call them the Navy, Marines. No. He said, those that drink like a dog, place on one side. Those drink the other way, place on the other side. There was 300 men. Okay, you 300 guys, y'all got to go. No. That's your army. Huh? That's your army. But God had a plan. It better be good. It was good. He said, now it's time to give out the weapons. Okay, guys, get your hand grenades, bazookas, machine guns. They didn't have hand grenades, bazookas, machine guns. He said, give every man a trumpet. Okay, a trumpet. Oh, I got it. We're going to sneak up on the Midianites, play rock and roll in their ear and drive them nuts. Hit them in the head with it. No. Give them a trumpet, an empty pitcher, and a lamp. Then you'll call out the sword of the Lord and Gideon. You'll break open the pitchers, blow the trumpets, break open the pitchers, and shine the lights at the Midianites. Are you sure? I'm sure. So I'll go 1, 2, 3. You say the sword of the Lord and Gideon.
1, 2, 3.
The sword of the Lord and Pastor Danny. The sword of the Lord and Pastor Danny. You don't think I'm going down in the middle of the night when the Midianites are fast asleep, blow a trumpet in the ear, shine lights in the eyes, and tell them I did it, do you? Well, the Lord told Gideon what to do, and he followed his instructions, and because he followed his instructions, he had victory that day. You know what, teenagers? If we'd just follow God's instructions, we could have victory over a lot of battles in our lives today.
Amen. Can I sing a song?
Yeah.
Will you place me down?
Place you down. Yeah, let's see if I can do this. I think I can place right here, and I'll just hold on to you. I don't know if I step on that thing that's covered, if it'll hold me or not. Will it hold me? It's going to hold.
No, don't you drop me.
I'm not going to drop you.
Oh, you're about to fall.
Yeah, I know I'm about to fall.
Don't you do it. Okay. All right, you're killing me over here on my head. Move the mic. Yeah. There ain't nothing happening. Tishy!
Okay, there it is. All right. Okay.
You know what? I think I'll sing Donna Seth.
Okay, go ahead.
No, Donna Seth.
Go ahead.
Without you.
You want me to walk away?
Yeah.
And you're going to sing me walk away.
That's right.
Okay. All right. Go ahead. Sing. Sing, Randy. Randy, we're waiting on you to sing. Sing. Some of y'all ready. Some of y'all saying, I'm getting out of here. You know,
don't you ever do that again.
What?
I just realized something.
What'd you realize?
You know what, folks? I can't work right unless Ricky has a hand on my life. And you know what? You can't work right unless God has a hand on your life.
So true, so true. Well, why don't you close out our part with a wonderful song?
Okay, I'll tell the world I'm a Christian.
Okay, go ahead.
I'll tell the world that I'm a Christian. I'm not ashamed His name to bear. I'll tell the world that I'm a Christian and take Him with me everywhere. I'll tell the world how Jesus saved me and how He gave me a life brand new. And I know that if you'll trust Him, that all He gave me, He'll give to you.
Red. I'll tell the world that He is coming. It may be near or far away, but we must live as if His coming would be tomorrow or today.
One day tomorrow or today. Hey folks, let Jesus shine in your life. Do I have to get back in the suitcase?
You gotta get back in the suitcase.
I don't wanna get in your suitcase. It stinks in there. There's child abuse.
Well, we're just gonna put you right back here.
No, you know what I learned Sunday?
What'd you learn Sunday?
That God created man from the dust of the ground.
That's right, God did create man from the dust of the ground.
I got a question.
What's that?
Is that somebody coming or going?
We will see you later.
No, don't shut the lid. I gotta watch Pastor Danny.
I have to shut the lid. I have to shut the lid.
Why?
Pastor Danny's going to come and sing.
Shut the lid.
Shut the lid. Shut the lid. Oh, me, oh, my. The time for the mic to go out. Anyway, praise God. I want to thank Pastor Danny for allowing me the opportunity to just come and share part of my life with all you young folks. And remember, young folks, there's a lot of battles. We know we've been through them already. And probably you're going through a lot more than we ever attempted to go through. But remember, you can have victory over those battles if you just follow God's instructions. You can have victory. May God bless. Looking forward for tomorrow morning to share a message that God's laid on our hearts with the gospel illusions and everything. We might pull Randy out for about 5 minutes in the morning, too. So, Pastor Danny, I turn it over to you.
Thank you. Sunday school tomorrow. Need my hand there. All right. Okay, now. You're going to trust me on this one. You got to get a man over trying to reach. Okay. Hey, spring out here tonight. Boy, I think what he preached paint off the wall. He's the best thing in business. I believe he's just a word. Let's keep going out here.
Another year gone by, and it's time for another youth rally! Everybody knows me as super Christian, but you know, things change, times change, and I made some really cool friends here recently, and they told me to open up a little bit, go into the world and explore a little bit. So I'm gonna take my suit and my talent and my new tattoo. I'm going to audition for American Idol.
Let's give it, America. You know their names. You decide their fate. It's live. It's...
Hey, everybody. I'm Ryan Seacrest, and this is American Idol. We've got a great show for you tonight with contestants from all over the world. But first, let me introduce your judges. Ladies and gentlemen, straight out of the dog pound, Brandi Jackson. The always beautiful and most of the time drunk, Paula Abdul. And the one and only British Bulldog, Simon Cowell. Ladies and gentlemen, we got a treat for you tonight. Our special guest judge, straight from the Kabbalah Temple, Madonna. All right, before we get our show started, we got a special treat for you. All the way from just about an hour away here in North Carolina, our very own Kelly Pickler. How you doing, Kelly?
I'm fine.
It's good to see you again.
You too.
So how do you think you did last week on your Unchained Melody song?
Well, I think I butchered it.
I think America did too, since you're not on the show anymore. All right, so what did you think of Hollywood?
Oh, I like it just fine. I got a new pair of shoes, and I ate squid, but they call it calamari.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, Kelly Pickler. All right, our first contestants of the evening, they're a young budding duo from south of the border. Ladies and gentlemen, Los Locos Diablos and the Burger King Man. We'll be right back. welcome to American Idol, Diablos and Burger King guy. So, since all the protests of immigrants have come about lately, it really makes me wonder if you're here legally. So, can I see your green card, Mr. Diablos?
Ay, caramba, como el moco estúpido gringo. Nobody can stop a loco from coming to America. I love the Burger King, man. We give you good food like Taco Bell and hot chihuahua and music like la cucaracha.
Okay, so did you bring a song to sing?
I'm going to sing a song for la señorita. She reminds me of my girlfriend called Cha-Cha. Ay, 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 I love you, Wally.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Los Diablos and the Burger King guy. What did you think of that, judges? Randy.
Yo, 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 the dog pound says that was the bomb.
Yeah. What about you, Paula?
I do love your Mexican food.
All right. And Simon.
By far the best act of the evening.
Simon, that was the only act of the evening.
I know this.
And Madonna, what do you think?
Fantastico!
All right, there you have it, Fantastico. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, our next contestant of the evening. She's funnier than Big Mama, bigger than Oprah, and richer than you. Ladies and gentlemen, from Diary of a Black, Mad Black Woman, Madea. Hey, Madea, what's up?
What's up? What do you mean, what's up? First of all, I want to ask you a question.
Okay.
What are you doing in my house, and what are all these white people doing in my house?
Don't know.
Yeah.
Aren't you on house arrest or something?
House arrest? I ain't worried about no house arrest, but I'm going to tell you something. You can call the popo if you want to, but I ain't scared of no popo.
Whoa. Okay, let's put the gun away,
hey,
my dear.
All right. Who do you think he is?
Okay, if you got a song, just sing. Thank you very much.
All right. Y'all think I can't sing? I'm about to show y'all white people that I can sing better than any of y'all out there. Now let me tell you.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Madea.
Yeah.
And something about opera. What did you think about that, judges? Randy Jackson.
Yo, you're my dog, Madea.
All right, she's his dog. Okay, what about you, Paula?
Definitely loved your performance, and I don't think I could even hit those notes.
Okay, she can't hit those notes. Okay, Simon.
Sound like a dog. terrible.
For once, Simon, I agree with you. Okay, Madonna.
What talent. That was just so wonderful. I got a rush, just like I do in the Kabbalah temple.
Okay, no plugs for religion here, Madonna, thanks. All right, ladies and gentlemen, our next contestant of the evening. She's the master of belly dancing all the way from Colombia, South America. Ladies and gentlemen, Shakira. So Shakira, a real quick question. You're on top of the charts and you're on the cover of People magazine this week. How does that make you feel?
Wherever, whenever.
Okay, folks. Whenever, wherever. Okay, what did you think about that, judges?
Welcome to the dog pound.
Okay, Paula.
I love your outfit.
And Simon. I assume that means he's snoring and it was boring because she did nothing. All right, Madonna.
I really am speechless on this one.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, our next contestant has his own TV show. He's a very young man, but ladies and gentlemen, with no further ado, Andy Milonakis. Andy Milonakis, everybody. All right, Andy, how you doing today?
That's what I was going to say.
Okay. So how does it feel to be so young?
To have their own show on MTV? That's what I was going to say.
Okay. You got a song, just sing.
Okay. I'm going to play my corn cob harmonica because it feels so good.
Ladies and gentlemen, Andy Milonakis and the Corn Cob Harmonica. All right, judges, let's hear it.
Yo, you did your thing, dog.
Once again, it's Randy's dog. Okay, Paula.
That was awesome, and I'll get back with you for your number later.
Okay, so Paula wants Andy Milonakis' phone number now. All right. Simon Cowell.
This is supposed to be a singing competition. Not a corn cob harmonica playing for a pompous little jerk.
Okay, I'm not sure you know what pompous means, Simon, but whatever. Okay, Madonna.
What a great role model for our kids.
Okay, folks. Our next act contestant is a couple, a very young couple, very much in love, probably more in love than you and your wife. Ladies and gentlemen, the Brokeback Cowboys. Welcome to American Idol, the Brokeback Boys. I got a question for you. So what exactly are you doing here?
We're from Brokeback Community Church, and we just thought we'd stop by here and check out this little youth rally here. Yeah.
Do you got a song for us?
No, I don't. But I have had it up to here with being judged. I'm so mad I can squeeze a grape. That's right, okay?
Okay, thank you. Brokeback Cowboys.
Oh my goodness.
Judges, what did you think about this thing?
You had nothing but love from the dog pound.
Okay, Paula.
I loved your cowboy hats.
All right. Simon?
By far the best act of the evening.
Okay, Simon, they didn't do anything.
They did something for me.
Oh, my God. Madonna, what did you think about that?
I am just so glad America is finally recognizing alternative lifestyles. We have just grown so much in the past several years.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, our final act of this evening, he's right here from Morganton, North Carolina. Ladies and gentlemen, Tommy Super Christian. What did you think of that, judges? All right.
What tarnations are going on up here? Why, I tell you, God ain't pleased with this mess. Bless God, y'all talking about men, a man, men. Let me tell you something, that's an abomination against God right there. God ain't nowhere near that stuff, amen. Listen to me. Listen to me. Y'all ought to be ashamed of yourselves. Every one of you, Tommy, I'm so ashamed of you, I don't know what to do, son. Listen to me. You up here leading these young folks astray, wanting to be somebody's idol. You know what God says about idols? God says, turn from idols. Turn from idols. Y'all don't want to be somebody's idol tonight, bless God. Listen to me. Every one of you. Dog pound, you too. I'm so tired of you talking about a dog pound on that television. You know what's in a dog pound, don't you? You think about it a little bit, amen. Listen to me. Bless God. Y'all need to get, listen. God said he voted tonight, and he voted you out of here. You're losers tonight. Out, out, out. Tommy. Didn't I see you get right with God last year, brother? Oh.
Well, preacher, you know that you get friends. You start hanging out with your friends, and you just start paying attention to them, and just go further than you want to go, brother.
Yeah, that happens. Listen, young folks, there is a lot of pressure on you. There's a lot of strain on a young person to stay right with God. But you ought to let Jesus Christ be first in your life. And then, when you die, you can go home and get a real reward. Amen? Amen.
And so the old country preacher goes from church to church, town to town, state to state, helping young people to stand against the devil. He's the old country preacher.
Well,
that's
just bragging about. You had a good response there. You responded like you're supposed to. You know when to boo and when to cheer. That means you're on the Lord's side. Amen? Yeah. And you're on the Lord's side tonight. I tell you, when you fall in love with one of these days, you better be on God's side. And if he gives you a talent, I'm about to make a challenge for him right now. If he gives you a talent, you better use it for him. Listen, right here tonight, we're going to have a choir in just a second, so be ready. We have people standing up that can't get in this building. And so, if some of you guys say you're going to get somebody sitting on me, ladies, have to stand up. So, us as consumers, we don't have to stand up yet, but if you do, send them on in, and we will give them a seat. We have had so many, that's all right, y'all, all of you come after just a few. Ladies, come on in your seat, I'm sure everybody gets one. Right over here is a bunch of seats. Somebody in over here. We need a one foot sign. I'm going to put one in here. All right, that's the chair right there. Thank you. You may have something like that, but you need to. We have had boo-coos. That's a great one in a lot. A request of the message last night on Crystal Man. There's about 30 of them over here on this table. They'll be there after church tonight for $5 on DVD. You was not here last night. I heard story after story after story after story. You wouldn't believe what I said right there last night. I heard about drugs and what it's doing in this country. We're becoming a nation on drugs. And if you need another bag, if you don't get one out, you can order it. I recommend playing it for all of your young people. All right, come on, choir. Let's go and say it. Shout out, choir. Let's go. Thank you.
Okay, we had a special request to sing this song tonight, so we're going to do it right quick. Somebody said, please sing this song, so we're going to sing it for you. And it talks about how the Lord takes care of us, and he talks about how he wakes you up in the morning, he puts food on your table, he's the one that give you them clothes you got on right now. The devil didn't do that, and I'm telling you, it's a good song. You pray for him while they sing. Amen. How much I love him. Just how much I love him. Sing it out now, real big and loud. It's the Shining Light Redneck Choir. I hope it's a blessing to you. Edwin, Southern by the grace of God. Sung a song this evening, but I wanted to, don't y'all come up here. These Hiawassee girls, come on up here. Where you at? They're all the way from Hiawassee, Georgia. Buddy, we had a revival out there not long ago, and I'm telling you, a bunch of them got right with God. Make room for them up here. Just slide back just a hair of our girls. Make room for these girls. I want to help them sing this song. Amen. Boy, I tell you what, God got a hold of a bunch of young people out there, and a bunch got saved, and then went back and had a youth rally, and we had a time. We had a time, amen? So all you young people, look, this is what you're here for. Now, I want to get your life right with God. Tonight's when you want to get right with God. You don't have to wait till I preach. I'm getting ready to here in just a minute. Don't you get in no hurry. We're getting ready to preach, but tonight is the night to get your heart right with God. Amen. Don't you think about when you got saved. Amen. Thank God I'm free. Amen. Go ahead. Amen. Don't you?
Down the long, lonely road, my heart was so heavy and sin I sank low.
But then I heard about
Jesus. Heard about Jesus. What a wonderful hour.
I'm so glad.
I'm so glad that I found out He would bring me out through His saving power.
Thank God.
Like a bird out of prison that's taken its flight, like a blind man that God gave back his sight, like a poor wretched beggar who's found fortune and fame.
I'm
so glad that I found out He would bring me.
Now, these girls, I want y'all to help us out on this, and you sung it this evening. Thank God. He paid a debt. He didn't know. I owed a debt I couldn't pay. Boy, if that ever get through to you just about what the Lord's done for you, it's getting good up here. I don't know about back there. This is what we have youth rally for. Get fired up. Get our hearts right with God. Let's do it tonight. Amen. Let's get right with the Lord. Amen. Go ahead. Amen.
Home by His blood, you saved my soul.
back. You pray for him. Everybody stand up one more time. Turn around there.
Quickly. Let your eye along the sound here, Jay. Everybody come to see.
Chapter 18. Now I'd ask that you pray for us tonight. Tonight, let's get quiet now. Help me, workers. Look at me, girls. Hey, boys. Tonight will be the most, probably one of the most controversial messages I've ever preached. But I'm a long way past worrying about what somebody's going to think about me. I'm doing what I'm doing tonight for the Lord. And I'm doing it tonight because I believe He wants me to. I get no pleasure out of what I'm about to do. I don't have any kind of sadistic thrill out of telling people what I'm going to tell you tonight. I don't. I wish there wasn't no such place as what I'm going to tell you about tonight. But you see, I'm not as righteous as God. And God will one day show this world how much He hates sin. We're not even capable of hating sin like God hates sin. We wouldn't put somebody in hell forever. I wouldn't. You wouldn't either. We're not as righteous as God. The reason people say God wouldn't let nobody to hell is because they think God's like they are. You're so mean, you'd let them get by. And I am too. Tonight, for the first time, I'm preaching to you on the subject, a journey through the halls of hell. And I hope tonight that God will make this so real to every young person. Even if you're saved, that God would speak to your heart this evening. Please, everybody, sit down now and stay down. Sit down right now and stay down. Thank you so much. Thank you for your cooperation. Job chapter 18. Look in your Bible in Job chapter 18 and verse number 15. Brother Ray, help me over here with the lights, please. I want those top two on the left first. Job chapter 18. The Bible says in verse 15, it shall dwell in his tabernacle because it is none of his. Brimstone shall be scattered upon his habitation. His roots shall be dried up beneath, and above shall his branch be cut off. His remembrance shall perish from the earth, and he shall have no name in the street. He shall be driven from light into darkness and chased out of the world. He shall neither have son nor nephew among his people, nor any remaining in his dwellings. They that come after him shall be astonished at his day. And they that went before, as they that went before, were affrighted. Surely are the dwellings of the wicked. And this is the place of him that knoweth not God. I want to preach tonight on a journey through the halls of hell. Whether or not you believe in hell is absolutely immaterial. Makes no difference whatsoever. Science confirms it. Science has confirmed that the deeper you go down in the ground out there, the hotter it gets. And they say that the center of the earth tonight is as hot or even hotter than the temperature on the sun. Now, ladies and gentlemen, they've proved it. What people didn't believe for years and years, science has now proved is a fact. Not only that, the world confirms it. Did you know they talk about hell out there every day, all day long? It's hell this and hell that. And the worst thing you can tell somebody is to go to hell. And they say there's no such place. They tell them on TV 500 times a night about hell. The world confirms it. I'll tell you another reason you know there's a hell. Dying sinners testify to it. Years ago, people died like they lived. Most of the time nowadays, people are so drugged up, they die in some almost unconscious state. But years ago, brother, when an atheist died, you could hear them screaming four or five houses down out in the country. They'd die screaming, "Oh God, oh God, oh God, don't let me go to that place." There's been people die screaming, "God, get my feet out of this fire." There is testimony after testimony of avowed agnostics and atheists who, when they're dying, screaming, "Don't let these demons take me to hell." Ladies and gentlemen, tonight, the world attests it. Dying sinners testify to it. Science confirms it. But all of these things are not what I believe in hell. I believe in hell tonight because the Bible says there's a place. 53 times in that King James Bible, the word hell is mentioned. And I wouldn't take my chances tonight, that much chance, over going to a place that the Bible says is there 53 times. You say, "I don't believe in hell." Do you know for a fact that ain't there? Are you sure? Have you got that much doubt? If you've got that much doubt, that's reason enough to get saved. If there's a 2% chance there's a hell, you don't want to take that 2% chance. No, sir, you don't want to do it. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight, I'd like for you, in your imagination, to go with me on a journey through the halls of hell. Now, in your imagination tonight, I want to give you the way the Lord laid it on my heart. Get me this green wire there, Brother Ray, and then get one more switch back there, and it's going to be a little darker, but I want you to go with me on a journey. Give me my light now. Through the halls of hell. In our imagination tonight, I wonder. If I imagine it tonight, there's a lot of places I've been. I've traveled all over this country. I'm getting ready to go to Orlando, Florida Monday and preach. And I've seen the Grand Canyon, been to Hollywood and New York City and everywhere in between. But there's one journey I never do want to take, except just in our minds tonight. Let's suppose tonight that we had an angel. This angel from heaven was here. And let's say we had this angel tonight that would come and take us on a guided tour through hell. And I walked up to him tonight and I said, "Angel, you come from heaven. You come from God. God sent him down here from heaven to the youth rally because there's boys and girls and teenagers here who are not saved." And I said, "Angel, would it be possible, do you think God would allow it tonight? If we could just see through the halls of hell." Get me one more switch there, Brother Ray, on the right top. Right top. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not both of them, just one. Ladies and gentlemen, I wonder what you'd see if the angel revealed it to us. If he did. I wonder what we'd see tonight. He'll say, "There it is." Well, tonight we would see and hear some awful, awful things. Not only tonight would we see and hear some awful things. But tonight, it's you and see people that you've heard of. Let's go tonight, just for a few minutes, in the Bible. And in the Bible, we go through and we see different people who died and went to hell. When people go to hell, they don't die. They stay alive forever and ever and ever. We would see a man there tonight in Genesis chapter 4. This man, his name is Cain. You see, in the Bible, there was two men. Adam and Eve had two sons, Cain and Abel. You know the Bible, you know the story. This is a true story, boys and girls. Cain and Abel. Cain came to Abel and he said, I don't like my brother. I don't like my brother. I don't want my brother to live. And he was jealous because God accepted his brother and not him. And so Cain slew his brother and became the first murderer. He became the first murderer. And ladies and gentlemen, tonight, if we went into hell, we could see Cain tonight in an awful state. Let's look at him tonight if we could see him there. Oh God, am I my brother's keeper? Oh my, am I my brother's keeper? God, I thought my sacrifice was just as good. How did I know you'd wanted a blood sacrifice? I've raised the best vegetables for the ground. Am I my brother's keeper? Oh, it hurts so bad it burns. Am I my brother's keeper? Oh, God. Tonight you would see him there. Cain has been in hell for over 4,000 years. He's been there tonight screaming in hell, ladies and gentlemen, for over 4,000 years. He killed his brother. But ladies and gentlemen, tonight we move on through the book of Genesis. And Genesis chapter 6, the Bible said God told Noah to build an ark. And he told Noah, he said, I'm going to drown the world. And he said, Noah, drown. I'm going to drown everybody. Their wickedness has come up before me. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. I'm tired of putting up with your sins. I'm tired of letting you live like you want to live. And God put a stop. We see the people in Noah's day as they begin to scream, and Noah, let us in, let us in, let us in. Let's look at them tonight as we see them in hell.
Noah, let us in! Let us in!
Noah!
Please!
Noah!
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 Noah! Let me in!
Ladies and gentlemen, those people have been there over 2,000 years. They've been in hell for 2,000 years. Did you hear me tonight? They've been in hell for over 2,000 years. You say, preacher, you shouldn't scare people. You listen to me tonight. You know what's wrong with churches tonight? Brother, we've got so much junk in our churches tonight. We need some good old-fashioned preaching on hellfire. And brother, that book said there's a hell. And I'm sitting here to tell you, it's real, it's hot, and it never will go out. And the fire's burning tonight. Some of you parents will sit here and you'll criticize me. I know I'll get criticized for this, but if God saves one soul out of hell, brother, it'll be worth every bit that we put into this. I'm telling you, them people in Noah's day are in hell tonight. They're in hell screaming with demons laughing at them forever and ever and ever. For they've been there for 4,000 years. But tonight we move on, and as we move on, we see another man. As a matter of fact, we see this man, he was a famous man in the book of Matthew chapter 14. He was a king on earth. But when you die and go to hell, there's nobody no better than nobody else. Kings, princes, movie stars, athletes, big shots, football players, basketball players are just down there with the poor, low-down people that live in the gutter and die in sin. Ladies and gentlemen, a man and woman running. Their name is Herod and Herodias. Herod and Herodias, they had John the Baptist's head cut off. You know the story. He was living in sin, had married his brother's wife and shacked up with her, and living in wickedness. And John said, it's not right. It's not right. you're doing wrong. They wouldn't repent. They would not repent. They just kept on laughing and making fun of God. And Herodias had that little girl come in and dance. And she put John the Baptist's head on a charger. And brother, she brought the preacher's head. And it holds them in hell tonight. Let's look at Herodias and Herod as they're in hell tonight.
Oh, God, I'm sorry. I just wanted his head. God, I'm sorry. I wanted the preacher's head.
Oh, we heard him preach, and we didn't repent. Oh, God, help us. This awful place. Oh, help us, Lord. God, help us. Help us. My, 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 my. They're screaming there tonight. They've been in hell for 2,000 years. We move, ladies and gentlemen, to the book of Acts chapter 26. And over in the book of Acts chapter 26, there's another man. He's also a king. The Bible calls him King Agrippa. And the Bible said, all this stuff that I'm telling you is right in that Bible, laying in your lap. You say, well, I know a preacher that don't believe in hell. Well, somebody jerk his salary out from under him, fire him, and run him out of town. Jesus Christ is the one who started calling it hellfire. He's the one who said hellfire. Jesus was a hellfire preacher, and every preacher ought to preach on hell. You're a preacher here tonight, and you don't preach on hell, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Amen. If it's real, brother, you're a crook if you don't warn them. And if it ain't real, you're a hypocrite for acting like you believe it. Ladies and gentlemen, we see a man in the Bible named King Agrippa. In Matthew chapter 27, he heard the great Apostle Paul preach, the greatest of all preachers. And as he heard the Apostle Paul preach tonight, ladies and gentlemen, this man, King Agrippa, trembled and shook and said, you almost persuaded me to be a Christian.
Oh, God, no. No, God, I can't be here. I heard Paul preach. I almost became a Christian, God. No, God. Oh, God, it's so hot. No, God, no.
I'm out tonight. He's been there for 2,000 years, ladies and gentlemen. But listen to me tonight. Those are just people in the Bible. I could go on and on and on telling you stories about people in the Bible. I could tell you about Judas, who betrayed the Lord for 30 pieces of silver. He's been there 2,000 years. He's burning tonight. I had a young lady call me one night. She's 18 years old. She said, are you that preacher that preaches about rock music and all that stuff? And I said, yes, ma'am. She said, do you believe in demon possession? I said, yes, ma'am. She said, well, I've sold out my soul to the devil. I said, no, ma'am. No. She said, yes, I have. Don't you realize that you're going to burn in hell? She said, I don't care. I'll burn Satan. I said, ma'am, don't you realize tonight? Don't you realize tonight that if you were in hell for 5 seconds, you'd change your mind? She said, oh, no, I'm willing to burn for Satan. And ladies and gentlemen, I told her, I said, I'll tell you what you do. You go in that kitchen and you turn that burner on that stove on a red hot. Color that light back there. It's like that. And you can't hold your hand on it for 2 seconds. And then you tell me you're willing to go burn for Satan. I've heard of girls say, boy, hell, I'm going to hell. Listen, you're crazy. I would go to hell for no boy, no girl, no mom, no dad, no nothing. Nobody's worth going to hell for. Your friends ain't worth going to hell for. Your parties ain't worth going to hell for. Nothing! Nothing is worth going to hell for. You burn forever and ever and ever. But ladies and gentlemen, let me show you something tonight. We move from the Bible. You see, in the Bible, we have a bunch of records of people dying and going to hell. But tonight, I want to show you some more modern. Here's a man who worked till he was 62 years old. He was planning on retiring. He'd done bought him a motorhome and a boat and a place on the lake. He said, I'm going to retire and enjoy my life. He didn't have time to go to church. He didn't have time to come to God. He didn't have time to read his Bible or pray. But all he thought about was retiring. He was 61. He would have been 63 now. But 2 years ago, 1 year before he retired, he started having chest pains. He's been in hell about 2 years. Let's look at him tonight. Oh! The doorman! I'm just beginning to live! I never felt better in my life! Oh, it's alive! God help me! I'm just beginning to live! I feel good! Oh, God help me! Help me! Ladies and gentlemen, he's been burning for 2 years. You can't hold your hand on that eye for 2 seconds. It's in your mouth. It's in your eyes. It's on your feet. It's on your elbows. You scream and beg God for a drop of water on your tongue. Tonight, we see some teenagers. Only 3 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago, they went to their high school prom. They were out in a car. They were partying. They were drinking. They was living it up. Only 3 weeks ago, they were trying to see it hit 100 miles an hour. They didn't see that truck coming. They've been in hell 3 weeks.
Hey, let's see it hit 100.
No!
Hey, let's see it hit 100.
Ah! And you were supposed to be Christian. You claimed to be good Christian. You never told me. You never told us about this place and how it was and how real it was. You were supposed to be Christian. No.
That's what they're doing in hell tonight. The Bible said there's weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. Brother, there's people dropping in there tonight while I'm preaching. I want to say tonight, if you as Christian young people, you have a responsibility before God to tell your friends at school and your family and friends. You say, well, they'll laugh at me. Brother, they'll hate you and cuss you one of these days. If you don't tell them, there's a hell. I thank God my mama set me on her knee when I was about 4 or 5 years old. And she said, Danny, there's a heaven, there's a hell. She sung to me, hell is an awful, awful place. Lord, I want to go to heaven. Hell is an awful, awful place. And I'm glad when I was 18 years old, I found out what mama was talking about when the Lord come down and saved my soul. And brother, I've been hell proof ever since. I don't know about you tonight, but I thank God I'm not going to hell. Glory to God, hallelujah, I thank God that I'm not going to hell. Glory to God, I'm glad that I'm not going to hell. Praise God, thank you, Jesus. Hey, man. Hallelujah, I'm glad that I'm not going to hell. You don't have much to shout about, but if you're not going to hell, you ought to shout the roof off this building. Amen. Glory to God if he never done nothing else for us. But save us. I'm glad I'm not going. They tell me if an ant, listen to me, a little ant, if you took that ant and put it on a steel ball the size of planet Earth, and you let that little ant crawl around on that steel ball till it wore it down to the size of a marble, you're just starting in hell. 5 million, 100 billion, 100 billion billion billion, and then 100 billion billion billion, and then a billion times that, and a billion times that, and a billion times that, and a billion times that. Well, glory, it's good to be saved. God's people ought not ever complain about nothing. Brother, it don't matter how bad we have it down here. Glory to God. Brother, we're not going to burn in hell. Thank God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I can't hardly get over it tonight that the Lord would save an old dog like me and let me go to heaven. If you're here tonight and you're not saved, you better not leave this place. I wouldn't leave this place. I wouldn't leave this place. I wouldn't leave this place. They say if a bird went down there to Myrtle Beach, picked up a grain of sand, and he turned and flew all the way to the moon and dropped that grain of sand. He turned and flew all the way back to Myrtle Beach, got another grain of sand. He turned and flew all the way back to the moon, dropped it. That's two. By the time that bird moved all the sand on the beach up to the moon and back again a million times, you're just getting started. And we want you to know tonight that God loves you. And he's not concerned with what you've done. He wants you to get saved tonight. You say, I'm too young. If you're old enough to know you're sinning, you're old enough to know you need to get saved. And you live in this part of the country, you know better. I want to show you another one. This girl has only been in hell for 2 days. She went to hell Thursday. She went to hell Thursday. She hadn't been out drunk. She hadn't been out partying. But she knew she is a sinner. She's only 11 years old. She's been in hell for 2 days.
God! I'm not supposed to be here! I'm too young to die! I'm only 11 years old! God, no! I'm only 11 years old! It's unfair! God!
Tonight, hell is a madhouse. That's why they call it hell. That's the worst thing you can say to somebody. That's the worst thing there is. Everybody in this building is on your way to heaven or hell right now. There's no such place as purgatory. It does not exist. The Bible says heaven or hell. If you were in hell tonight, you'd be crazy. Because the Bible says they're weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. You would see all these people I've talked about and a million more in hell.
Am I my brother's keeper? Am I my brother's keeper?
No! No! No!
We heard the preacher preach! We heard the preacher preach!
Oh God, I'm most out for Spider!
I never felt better in my life!
Come on!
It's a madhouse! It's a madhouse! They're screaming! They're begging God to help! They're begging God to help them! They don't understand! They don't understand. They've lost their mind. They've gone crazy. They're in hell forever and ever and ever. And they never, ever, 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 ever get out. And you won't either. If I was you here tonight and I had somebody in my family that wasn't saved, I'd be down at this altar begging God to save them. If I was here tonight, if I was you here tonight and I had somebody that I know wasn't saved, I'd be praying that God give me the boldness to witness to them and get on your knees before God until you get the burden on them. I'd be down on my knees asking God to help me to witness to my family, to them people you work with. It don't matter if they make fun of you. It ain't gonna matter when they're in hell. Let's get on the ride with God tonight and do what God wants us to do.
Play. Oh, just play.
Stand with me tonight. Stand with me. God's speaking to your heart tonight. Give me just the green light, right? Just the green cord. Let God speak to our hearts tonight. Let's sing tonight. They're coming. They're coming from all over this building.
That's the closest to hell I've ever been. I don't want to go to hell. I ain't going. Ain't nobody going to go to hell. Nobody. Ain't no drug. Ain't no party. Ain't nothing going to go to hell. Look what the Lord does this year. He loves us this year.
He said, I ain't never seen any black like that in my life. You ain't one of those weird churches.
Come on! Come on!
I said, that's a cult. You better get out of the cult. Your black church is a cult. They're weird. They're having you drink a Kool-Aid for something. Hey, angels have their light down on a long head, but they sure ain't in hell. This is quite a story. Now, I'm going to catch it for this. But my skin is thick. And I mean, it's fucked up a long time ago. I don't know who's next to me. I sleep better than that than I have in months.
Come on, you put your hand
up! Amen. God's sleep. We have 192 bottles of water that are free for the first 192 people here. Hold on. That's something you'll get for a souvenir because we'll never get one in hand. We will have, we will have this message on DVD. We hope that it come out good. If you'd like to order one, show your friends. And buy another. And get it saved. And you feel free to do that. I saw a tape the other day, a preacher preached, but Chris, and he said, unauthorized reproduction for him. And the preacher was going to sue me if he copied his tape. That's about the most retarded thing I've ever heard in my life. You tell him he needs to get in the right business and sell full of brushes. Listen, I won't put it on my tapes. If you do not copy this and give it away, I'll sue you. That's right. I'm going to sue you if you don't copy this tape and hand it out free. Okay? You're crazy, man. You don't say that. I mean, you don't, that's not quite a problem. We're just going to be here to get the money back. I'm going to keep the gospel in for sale.
Amen.
I don't have a copyright on the word of God.
Yes,
man. Going up by the time. Now listen, we have bunches of hamburgers and hot dogs we need to get rid of tonight. They're like $1.52. Please, we fix them for you. Don't go and say we're going over here, so-and-so, and eat. We fixed it so you won't have to spend a bunch of money. If you've got that much money, give it to us in the offering and we'll, you know, we'll have to pay these bills. We're spending tens of thousands of dollars this week on this thing. It's cost a lot of money. We don't have a church building. And so, pray God gives us this to be nice. But anyway, the service in the morning will be at 10 o'clock. Don't nobody leave. We're going to discuss all the bus kids, kids that come on buses, right now. You go out that door. You go out that door if you come on a bus. Come on a bus. Out that door. One of our buses or one of these business buses. Out that door right now so we can get you out of here. Oh, I have made a mistake. We have no hamburgers and hot dogs. What in the world is going on? Somebody else got saved?
Yeah.
I believe that's 32.
Yeah.
I don't have to count about it, but I count 32. Anybody else that says I got another count? You're still not saved? Amen. That's a blessing. 33.
Yeah.
Who else? Somebody else didn't say back there, I didn't know about it.
Amen.
You can't hear me.
Oh, yeah. Just keep trying to keep our keys.
All you kids come on these buses, get out of this door right now, and we'll get you home. So you can come back tomorrow. Tomorrow morning, Trippy Ricky will be with us in Sunday school. Now, he's got a table set up over here, got some of the meanest little tricks you've ever seen. Go buy every one of them, and it'll help you with Allen, he can be with us. Brother Randy's got a table set up over here with t-shirts. We've got DVDs, preachers, and preaching CDs. We're going to have our new fellowship. Let's pray. Let's get out of here and get this. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for what you've done here tonight. Thank you for these 33 souls. Come to Jesus. And these other 75 got right. I pray that you bless them. I pray that you encourage them. God, please bless those that are traveling tonight. Take care of us. God, watch over us. Meet back with us in the morning. We'll thank you and praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.